Translation is Linda, Linda Hytra, DSON. Born 7/4/48. This is a 75-year-old woman, married over 50 years, has two children, lives with her husband Jack, who's her primary caregiver, currently on hospice because of chronic diastolic heart failure. She used to be a librarian at an elementary school. She has never been a heavy smoker or drinker in the past, period. Patient surgery includes breast cancer, back surgery, atrial fibrillation, medical problems, CHF, myocardial infarction, hypertension, medication, alendronate, 70 milligrams once a day, Zocor, 80 milligrams a day, potassium, 20 milligrams equivalents, then Norvasc, 10 milligrams a day, Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID, amiodarone, 200 milligrams once a day, Lasix, 40 milligrams a day. Family history, dad died of cancer at age 80, mom died at age 95 after a fall. Allergy, Demerol. Patient is found to be of system, has found to be short of breath with activity, has a 3+ edema lower extremity. Bilaterally, her O2 sat 89%. Patient's husband says that she has refused oxygen in the past. She also has contractures about the right leg, especially right upper and lower extremity, but especially upper extremity after an accident, after a CVA that happened some 20 years ago. O2 sat is 89%, pulse is 50, respiration is 18. A heart pulse is 1+2, irregular heartbeat noted, lungs ronchi and round, abdomen soft. Neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, arm mucosa without vision, lower extremity shows a 3+ edema bilaterally, right greater than left, and upper extremity contractures noted. Assessment, here we have a 75-year-old woman with end-stage CHF associated with hypoxemia, atrial fibrillation, refuses to use oxygen, history of stroke, right-sided weakness, right-sided contracture, hypoperfusion causing a decreased mentation, history of dementia, which is now getting worse. Patient is short of breath with any kind of activity, wheelchair-bound, ADL-dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, New York Heart Association stage 4 heart failure reported or noted. Overall prognosis remains poor. Patient has shown worsening of her heart failure with increased shortness of breath, increased pleural edema. Change in mental status, hypoperfusion causing confusion, and other issues that was mentioned above. Thank you.